Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call.
Okay, hello, hello. Sorry for being late. This is Chloe, and I have a special guest here with me today. Do you want to say hi?
Hello, this is Sam of the formerly London Fog.
Exactly. And if any of our listeners remember, in freshman year, Sam and I had a show 6 a.m. on Saturdays.
Was it 6 a.m.?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
6 a.m. on Saturdays, called London Fog, and it was pretty awesome. Every other week, I think we probably did like 5 shows. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was no more than six.
But it was very fun, and I was nervous to do the radio by myself, so I did it with a friend, and it was so fun. And then we both did our own shows. What was your show called?
It was, I think, A Dog Named Jet. Mm. What was yours sophomore year?
It's the same as it is now. Tuolumne Tunes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Same thing. Really quickly, let me just say, this is Chloe and Sam, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sam's show met an unfortunate end. Yeah. I don't really know what happened.
Just scheduling drama. No, there's no drama. We have to fill out a form for... lays out our schedule so they can schedule our show in appropriately during the week, and it seems as though I scheduled myself in during a class, so unfortunately I had to say goodbye to radio.
You never tried again after that?
No.
It took it out of me.
Completely
gave up. Okay, well, let's start with the music because we have a lot to get through, but actually I have a surprise because I'm going to start with what I believe were the first two songs that we ever played.
Oh, fantastic.
On the radio. So this is Sunday by the Cranberries. Thank you.
thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that the adapt was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see what wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. Such a laugh. Yeah. And the chip stays in Greece. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. Or rent a flat to burn. Pretend
Okay. Wow. How riveting was that? Sorry.
What a start to our Sunday.
What an amazing start. Okay, Sunday lunchtime. First song was Sunday by the Cranberries, which it's also Sunday right now.
Wow. What? That is crazy.
Crazy meta. I loved that song freshman year. I don't know, or I guess it was sophomore year. I don't know why. I thought I was like hella relating to it. Like, this boy's playing with my head. Like, girl, it wasn't that serious.
Yeah.
But I love that song. I should listen to that song more. Anything you want to say about Pulp?
I absolutely. My mom first sent that song to me in freshman year. I didn't like it the first time I listened to it. It took a few listens. And now I'm a big Pulp fan. I could have gone to see them live earlier this year, but I was busy, unfortunately, so my mom went without me.
Happens. Both very 90s coded. We played a lot of songs from the 90s on our show. A lot of 90s songs,
and we developed a fan base that was from, like...
Who were our fans?
Maybe that was just when I was doing the show by myself.
That was your personal fan.
That was my singular person, yeah.
Yeah.
I developed a fan base who really appreciated my music taste.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And not creepy. It didn't result in anything creepy.
No. It could have, but it didn't.
It didn't, and that's what's important. Okay, let's keep going. The next song is Cocoon by Catfish and the Bottlemen. Anything you want to say about this song?
Nothing major, just a brilliant opening. Kind of very energizing, so I'm always excited to listen to it.
Okay, let's listen. Again, this is Cocoon by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
I fell straight into your arms like a drum. It's been on end all morning, and the sun's up, and my head's fucked. And immediately I grab you. You go all red like the first time. I love it when you do that. Gotta love it when you do that. I remember when we swapped names and I thought maybe
Now let go of everything I ever heard. precious, but it's what I was owed, I suppose. Every flagstone of this town bears our prints, and all the bars round here serve my ghosts and carcasses. I wish I knew these things when I was young, 'cause now I've just grown so numb. We take whatever we can to get. Sometimes it's easier to throw away your love instead of accepting its defeat. Don't wait me in. Please don't wait.
Okay, that was Cocoon by Catfish and the Bottlemen, Wish I Knew You by The Revivalists, and then Rain Me In by Sam Fender. Sorry for our botched censoring.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, it's been a while since I've been on the radio, so when I was compiling this list of songs, I did not have it in my head to omit songs with swears in them.
It's funny because I was like looking through the playlist like while the first two songs were playing, and I was like, oh, this Sam Fender song has a curse in it, like let me change it.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't see the other one, and then it started playing, and which I was like, oh,
the entire chorus is based on so using that.
So we tried our best. But let's just move away from that.
We're moving on. We've both learned. We're growing.
It's happened to me before. Yeah. Sometimes the songs aren't tagged as explicit on Spotify, and then they have a curse in them, and it's like, how was I supposed to know
exactly,
that?
Exactly.
I didn't know. They didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Wish I Knew You by The Revivalists. That song used to always play on the radio station I grew up listening to. It doesn't exist, or it doesn't like exist anymore, but it was called K-Fog, K-F-O-G.
Oh.
And it was like all like kind of like rock, whatever.
Yeah.
And that song would always play. That was such a like throwback for me. Anything you have to say about that song?
No, I think it's the same thing, or just growing up, I would listen, like hear it all the time. So when I picked it back up a couple of years ago, it stayed in my rotation.
Yeah. And then Sam Fender, actually have I think I played a song of his before on my show. Called Spit of You, which is a good one. I played it in February, but I hadn't heard that one before, and I really like it. I love guitar, like plucking.
No, exactly. He's got a great voice. It's very raw.
Yeah. And we chose the version without Olivia Dean. Sorry to her.
Sorry, Olivia Dean. You're just not our vibe.
Not for me. I just, it's not for me. Okay.
What's coming up next?
Coming up next is a Tracy Chapman song. Always going to be amazing to play Tracy Chapman because she went to Tufts.
Graduated from Tufts.
This is All That You Have Is Your Soul. Enjoy.
All my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man who stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Another hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. Be the system, make a deal and have no debts to pay. Take it all, I take it all, I'd run away. Leave myself first class and first rate. But all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. A second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. Cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Say she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away. Cause all that you have is your soul. All that you have. All that you have. All that you have is your soul.
No one will ever understand it. And no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel.
Okay, that was All That You Have Is Your Soul by Tracy Chapman and Spike Island by Pulp. But before we talk about it, we're going to hear a PSA.
This PSA is particularly poignant for me. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in community. What? Oh, in Medford, sorry. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today. My college house burned down. So
wow. Yeah, that was really...
Do what you can to keep yourself safe.
It's true. And ever since that happened, I'm so scared of my house burning down. So.
Yeah, I know. People I've spoken to, they said that was like a real juncture.
It's scary. Juncture. All my stuff's in there. Yeah. Also, I love my house. I would just be so sad if it went away.
Yeah.
Okay. Any quick thoughts? That's the second Pulp song. 30 years after the first Pulp song we played.
And they're still really groovy. They've still got groovy. It. Still groovy. Yeah.
Still British.
Yes. Oh, still English.
Different record label.
Oh, yeah.
I love looking at all the record labels that do. I mean, I'm sure like some of them are like subsets of other things.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting how many different labels there are. Let's keep moving because we don't have that much time left.
Exactly.
The next song is Waterfall by the Stone Roses. Enjoy.
From this hole she comes. I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself a sail. Then I'll float to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, babe, and a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll leave your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, I'm often found explaining, but the hurt plays out all the same. And although I'm left defeated, it gets held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. While I'm some stain there on your bedsheet, you're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I. Give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, and I'll be there waiting for you. Know that I'll be there waiting for you. Oh, I'll be there waiting for you. Oh, I'll be there waiting for you. Oh, I'll be there waiting.
Okay, that was Waterfall by the Stone Roses, Candy by Paolo Nutini, and Pretty Little Head by Paul McCartney, Sam's favorite artist.
He has a new song out as well.
New song out, new album coming out.
Yes.
The boys of Dungeon Lane.
The boys.
The lads. Yeah. We have 45 seconds left. Is there anything you want to say?
Oh, I've absolutely had a wonderful time, and I miss doing a radio show, but fortunately, senior year is just one of those times where you get to relive
those everything.
Great memories, so thank you for having me
I'm
on.
I'm glad I could host you and play new music, since you were so horribly wronged by the scheduling. No harm done.
No one's at blame.
No beef. I'm glad that we could do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Chloe and Sam, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back in 3 weeks because I swapped with the girl that does the other week with mine. So there'll be 2 weeks of her. Go listen to her show, and then I'll be back sometime in April. And yeah, I'll see everyone later. Mm-hmm.